going to be on the floor and the chair?
We're going to be mostly standing. The chair is like a balance thing if anybody needs it. But you could also use a wall. You might not need anything. And then you could just lie on your bed for breaks, because really what you're going to be doing is just lying down to take a break periodically. And you can do it whenever you want. And you'll hear me saying that again when Karen is connected to her audio. But that's mostly we'll be standing, and I'll have the other camera on so that you can see the whole room, which you won't need to see most likely, but
just so you know, because you never know.
If one of you walks away and comes back, you won't know what we're doing. Hi, Karen. Glad you're here.
Okay, so we're at five.
We were just talking about why we have the chairs, and it's just a balance aid, or the kitchen counter, or wherever you are. You may or may not need it. And we'll be using a different camera today, so I'm going to put that on, and then you'll see what. So that if you leave the room and you come back and you're like, what are they doing?
You can start. You're all tired probably, but Sunday afternoon, stand up, and what you're going to do in this room with the mat is you're just going to fold it back during the times when you're up, and then you unfold it to lie down. And then you've got various chairs around, so yeah, you don't even need that much room, you just need a little one. And then what we're going to be doing is, most of you have done yoga, so you know the idea of mountain pose, and we're not really doing a mountain pose, we're just going to stand. But one of the things that will help you in thinking about mountain pose, unless you are trained with the toes together, is to think of having your feet in parallel. And this is really important, and you'll want to just over and over, I can see you, Kim, hi. Okay. Over and over, just look down and just see, are you really parallel? And parallel is like being on skis. It doesn't really matter too much how close your legs are together. I mean, that's really up to you, and you'll sort of start to adjust as you go through the series of movements about how close to be. And so what we're going to be doing is a mix of weight shifting today. We'll rest periodically, and you have a choice. You can rest in the chair, you can lie down. I highly recommend the lying down when you do get the chance, even if it just seems like a lot of trouble. I'm so happy to see you, Kim. So happy to have you here, Karen. Yay, okay, so, and all of you, but you already got that.
We assume it.
You assume it. Okay, so go ahead and standing without reference to the computer now, just to yourself. So you can turn anywhere you want in the room. Those of you that are here, you don't have to face me. So you're really in your own experience. You're not referencing anybody else. And feel where your weight is in your feet. Yeah. Maybe you get a sense of how you're feeling depending on what you've just been doing. And then there's the physical sensations. Maybe standing is really easy for you right now, or maybe there's like areas that are not so comfortable. Right foot, where is your weight? Left foot, where is your weight? More in the heel, more in the toes, more right, more left. And does it feel like one of your legs is a little forward or back, even though you know that they're probably not, because you just were looking at your feet? Does it feel like one of your hips is more forward or back, just not fixing, just kind of getting a sense? Maybe you swing your arms, and you could get a sense of whether one arm is closer to you than your other arm. Right, maybe one of your forearms is just automatically making contact with your hip. Notice which direction your hands are facing. Are they facing palms of your hands back, or towards your sides, or a little somewhere in between? Even forward. You know, some of us go in yoga mode and we put our palms forward. Mm-hmm. And then scanning up through yourself, you can see why lying down will be nice. And even this is sometimes hard work. Feeling your breath move. And while we're here, just begin to shift your weight a little to the right until all of your weight is over your right foot, and then shifting your weight until you're over your left foot. Yeah. And let your arms dangle. Let them just do what they do. Yeah, so no effort in your forearms, no effort in your hands. And that might mean that there's a little swing, but as you go to one side, maybe one hand moves a little away. Okay, and then if you're not, there's two or more ways to shift your weight. So if you're not taking your whole body over one foot, go ahead and do that. Take your whole body so that by the time your weight is over your right side, you have your head, your spine, you're just completely over your foot, and then you can shift the other. And this is why we have the chairs. So you can avoid doing it with the bending of your knees. So that you can have like a kind of not very straight knees, not bent. And then pause in the middle. And we will talk about breathing pretty soon. The other way to shift your weight, is to keep your head more or less in the middle, to open your eyes, look softly at the horizon, and then begin to shift your weight to your right foot, keeping your head oriented in the middle as best you can, and it might not be perfect, so no forcing needed, and then shifting the other way. And it's like you're an upside down pendulum. With a pendulum, you know, it hangs from one point and it shifts from side to side. Yeah, well, you're a right side up pendulum, aren't you? I'll have to think about this, but it kind of works that way, right? So your hips go to the side, but your head stays in the middle. Your hips go to the side, and it might seem really hard right now. Yeah. And you can exaggerate it by just taking your hips one way and the other.
Yeah.
And then you really would bend the knees, and that would be that would be an exaggeration of feeling that. Good. Okay. So you can see, go ahead and pause in the middle. Maybe walk around a second, just in a little tiny circle that's all your own little circle. That when we do lessons in standing, we can get really tired quite quickly. So this is why you can at any point sit down, you can roll out your mat, you can just lie on the floor, and then you can just come back. And we'll start with the breathing now. So go ahead and bring your feet back to parallel. Softly let your arms dangle. Neutral, if you're not sure, you can kind of shake them. And you'll inhale here. Exhale gently as you go and shift your weight. And then when you're standing on one side, you'll inhale. And then shifting your weight as you exhale. One of the things you want to be really mindful of is that you're just using your normal breath. So not a deeper breath. It's a nice quiet breath because you can with deep breaths, so you can get dizzy. So those nice slow breaths. Yeah, and you'll have to wait. Wait for the inhale to come and fill you. And let the exhale happen all by itself as you're shifting your weight. Slow, smooth. Noticing again your orientation of your head. One of the things that is different about humans than other sentient beings in this world is that we learn to move. We are not born knowing how to stand. So, I'm sure you have the air conditioning. So, one of the things that means is that we can learn to move differently simply by paying attention. By noticing what's happening in our feet, legs. And then begin to, like you're turning down the volume on a radio that's playing music that's not so nice, begin to turn down effort. So where are you holding in your shoulders and in your arms? It's like if standing were a restorative yoga pose, how would you find that? Your breath can be nice and quiet and slow. And then somewhere in your neck and jaw, there can be a little softness. Your hands, there's a little softness. Yeah. So you almost feel like you could fall asleep just with this little movement. Nice. Are you all ready to lie down now?
Okay, go ahead and find your mat or your chair and lie down. The other option would be to walk around. A walk is a good rest as well. You can see you don't need a lot of real estate, so you can just fold your mats in half. Good. Yeah. And for those of you at home, I've set your mics so that you can unmute yourself. So if there's ever something and you want to ask a question, you can do that. So resting, maybe you were already lying down before and you know how you felt, and maybe there's something different already. Let's feel how you've chosen to lie down. In most lessons, this is where we start, because this is standing here. You know, some of you have your legs bent, that's okay too, but from your pelvis up to your head, you're standing also. And a lot of our work when we are standing is simply figuring out how to be in gravity.
Heather?
Yes.
Do you want our feet when we're laying down to be parallel like when we were standing? No. Just relaxed.
Okay. Yeah, just relaxed. Good question, Kim. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to do anything special when you're resting. Yeah.
It's a lovely question.
And here, maybe you do another scan through and see how you are. What do you notice?
About 95% of your brain activity is simply finding your way in gravity when you're standing. So this is why we'll get really tired.
And then we'll come up again. So go ahead when you're ready, only when you're ready. If you want to rest longer and join in, you can. What we haven't played with very much in this segment is imagining, but we know that if you can imagine a movement really well, it can be as good or better than doing the movement. There
have been studies
following piano players practicing in their imagination and being able to improve mistakes that they couldn't improve when they were actually playing. Runners that have all the muscular benefit and none of the injury.
So look at your feet. Orient them parallel in a way that's not uncomfortable.
Like some of us have a strong, for most of my life, I stood like a ballet dancer. I walked like a ballet dancer. Many of us do this. And so this is a strange thing for some of us, parallel feet. And then just find a shifting weight for a moment. Just making friends with that. We'll come back to that over and over again. And finding your breath.
Orienting with your normal breath, not a deeper, longer breath. So if you have a faster breath, you'll go and you'll wait.
When you're standing, waiting for the inhale, shifting your weight during the exhale, and when you're standing on the other leg, inhaling. And see if you can find a point out in the distance that looks like the horizon for you, and keep your orienting your head that way. You can have your eyes open, you can have them closed, but you're really clear. Are you moving your head in space, or are you not moving your head in space? Good. And then we'll change this just a little bit, and this is where the chair or a wall could be useful, and you'll experiment. Cross your right foot across your left and find a place to stand your right foot. Yep, it can be in front, it can be way out wide, it can be forward, and if your socks are all slippery, Sarah, then you want to take them off. So. Yeah, it can be anywhere. Yep,
And now you're going to take that same idea of shifting your weight here. Yeah, and that's actually a great place to have your hands, Kim, because a lot of this is going to have to do with your hip joints, your abdomen, and the way that you can soften there to allow movement. But if it gets uncomfortable, then what you do is you go smaller, do less, find a different place for your foot. So shift your weight on the exhale. Bring your weight all the way over. Inhale. Shift your weight to the other foot. And you can experiment with, do you want a wider stance? And if you have any kind of funny balance thing, just give yourself the, wall is good, the chair is good. And that will take, what, about 5% of that 95% of your brain trying to orient in gravity. Good. Okay. And then notice your head moving, your chest moving, your spine shifting. Yeah, it's a very strange thing to do. Yeah. And then come back to both feet parallel. And just continue your shifting your weight. Lazy, like if you were a sloth, you'd be moving at their slow speed so that you could do this for a long time without a lot of extra effort. You know, sloths move so beautifully and they're smooth. And when they arrive, they pause, they consider, and that's your inhale, and then your exhale is your shift. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then when you're ready and curious, experiment with your left foot across. Finding a place for your left foot to cross. Move the chairs where you want them. Yeah, and it's not important that your toes are lined up, but it's fun. So you can try that. You can try it. Sometimes it's nice to shift, inhale when you get there, and then exhale, shift back, and then try a new place for your foot. Because maybe with the way that your hips are today, you need more space. And how do you know that you've arrived with your weight all the way over one foot? Yeah, it is a balance challenge today. You ready for a rest? No? So I'll let you choose. You can choose to, yeah, that's a nice choice too. Sometimes facing the wall is nice or facing the chair. Come back to parallel for a moment. You can take a resting in standing and walking for a moment if you'd like, just a little walk in a circle. Like you're going into the depths of all the many years of standing and you're playing with the programs that you created that help you walk. When you feel interested or ready, go ahead and find your parallel legs and then cross your right over your left. And you'll bring one hand or both hands to your chest. You can hold one hand there, or you can interlace both and place them both here, so you choose. And then go ahead and find your shifting of your weight. And see what's happening with your chest. Maybe even give yourself, as you go to your right leg, let yourself have a little bending to the right. Yeah, so you have a little side shift. I know, which way you go. Yeah. So here's a hint. Actually take your right hand and place it on top of your head. And as you're going to your right foot, so as you're moving forward, you'll side bend a little to the right. So bring your right head, your right ear a little downward. And then as you come back to your left foot, let's see how that feels. There's a little bit of a side bend. It's a puzzle. Yeah, Kim.
Are we lifting the other foot? Like, so when we shift our weight, are we lifting a foot or are we?
It's completely dependent on where you've put your foot. So for some people,
They'll have their feet really close, and this is why sometimes I don't say anything about that, but they'll just be really small, and so they won't need to. For me, I tend to find that my heel needs to lift in order for my weight to really go onto my right foot. I mean, it is a really weird position to be in. And the other thing I find is that if I hold my belly in, I have a harder time. So as you go onto the right foot, you may find your belly needs to shift, like a little arch in your back. Okay, so let that go and go ahead and lay down for a minute. And we'll do something related to that on the floor. Okay. Yeah, first is rest. And then with your legs long, if it's okay for you, you'll cross your right over your left. Yeah, that's right. Most of you shift. That's perfect. And then keep your right leg a bit long so that it's like you're hanging out in a long chair and you're just crossing your ankles. There you go. Okay, good. And then for a moment, very small, feel your inhale come. And watch your exhale come. And then feel a little bit that on the inhale, your belly can move a little outward. And there's a tiny little arch in your belly, in your back. And then your exhale, you come back to the neutral. Is that making a little sense? You inhale, your belly gets big. And there's a little opportunity to have an arch in your back. And you can do this in a couple ways. You can make an arch, tensing the muscles of your low back, or you can simply allow. And neither one is better than the other. They're just ways. Okay, and then the next time you inhale into your belly, you're gonna actually press your top leg down into your bottom leg. Yeah. Yeah. And then release that on your inhale. So on your exhale, you're pressing the right leg down into the left, and the left leg will just kind of be passive. Yeah, there's a little, good. Okay, and then you can do that a couple more times and then go ahead and rest with both legs long or both legs bent. Yeah, good. Many of us have been trained to always keep our bellies in. And that's a very strong suggestion underneath most exercise things as well. And one of the things, though, if you keep your belly in, that movement that we just did becomes really difficult. Go ahead and roll to your side and come on up to standing. And we'll return where we were, and I'll talk you through where that was. And first, you'll start, there's never a hurry because you can always catch up, with both feet parallel. And then you cross your right over your left and lightly rest your hand on your head. No pressing down needed, just light. And first find the movement, breathe any way you want, of tipping, just a little side bend. Your right side gets short, your left side gets long as you're going onto your right foot. And then you come up straight as you're on your left. And, you know, if you get your sides confused, it won't really make any sense, and that's okay, too. you'll be like, well, that doesn't work. Because if you tipped the other way, you'd probably not be able to shift your weight, right? So then you find your exhale to shift. Inhale when you're standing there. And your exhale to shift you back. Yeah, my heel's definitely changing. So in order to bring my weight all the way to the front foot, I do have to do something with my back foot. And that may be true for most of you. Not all. Now drop your hand. Find your soft eyes on the horizon. And continue that movement. And see if you can look also and see everything around you as you're doing this. And softly taking in what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And if you forget your breathing, you can find it again. You just pause and wait for the inhale when you're standing on one leg. Maybe your balance has gotten easier here. If you feel any discomfort in your back, switch where your feet are, right? You can find a different way to stand. And then uncross, bring them back, and go back to your weight shifting here. If you want to go faster and ignore your breathing for a moment, you can do that. See what it's like to keep your head in the middle now versus not. It's not a big shift. Your pelvis doesn't have to go very far. It's actually different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then cross your left over your right. Find a place on the floor. There's not a better, you know, sometimes people really cross way over and that gives them a sense of balance. It can be more work a little bit in some ways, but in some ways it's less work. So experiment a little. And then on this side, if it works for you to take your hands interlaced, place them on your sternum. And actually, you know what? Bring both feet parallel again, and let's feel this before we head into the balance challenge. So you can kind of drive your sternum a little bit and side bend a little. So side bend and feel how you can take your hands with you. And then come back and side bend the other way. And maybe in this case, you might bend one knee. And it gives you a different sense of what's happening in your chest. In between your chest and your spine. Okay, and then shake your hands out. And interlace them the other way. So you'll go the same way you did and then switch them one. Yeah, or just use one hand and then cross your left over your right. And same thing we did on the other side, but now you're gonna side bend a little bit to the left as you go over your left leg. And then when you come back to your right, you're standing with all of your weight more straight up. Something happens with the side body, your belly. Remember that feeling of pressing your top leg into your bottom leg? What happened?
My bone hurt.
Oh, no. Yeah, like you too much weight on one part of your foot. You can put the yoga mat down and have padding. Yeah, you can have padding.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. yeah, good. Does that help?
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, it's intriguing, isn't it? Okay.
Yes.
How are you doing? Oh, good. Okay. Yep. Okay, now drop your hands. Give them a rest. And find your horizon and see if you can keep your head in the middle. So there may still be a little bending and shifting happening in your spine and in your hips and in your ribs. And there'll be a little bit of tilting in your head, but not as much. You're trying to know what you're doing a little here. So being aware of when you do shift your head a little so that you know. Okay, have you mesmerized yourselves into rest time now? You can walk in standing or you can rest on your back or in your chairs. Take a pause. And the chairs are on sliders so they can slide. Yes, you will feel some work in the back in this lesson too. The extensor muscles along the spine are definitely engaging. As you go, you'll be able to engage them more intelligently and with less. Yeah. How are you doing?
Okay.
And then make your way, when you're willing to stand, we'll do a little different pattern. You'll be so grounded. And absolutely have padding for your feet if that's helpful, because sometimes the hard floor and our feet aren't friendly. And notice the parallel, looking for parallel. The reason we're looking for parallel is to do with the way that our hip flexors go up the front. When they're out, our movement in our hip joints is biased one way or the other. And it's just not actually as functional to be doing what we're doing. That's why we're doing that. And then you'll go the same idea, shifting side to side, but this time you're going to make an arc. And it's like if you were to take a pen and draw from your heel back and make a landing on your other heel. So you'll go back a little bit with your pelvis and then, yeah. So back a little and then over to the other side and then find your heel and find the standing again. Yep. And then exhaling to shift back, find your heel and stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in a way, what we did last week, we were working with the hip joints, moving the hip joint in the pelvis, but now you're moving your pelvis around your hip joints. And in the process, you're turning each vertebra a little bit, shifting each one a little bit back and over. At every level of your spine, there's some movement happening. See if you can find a sense of what's happening all the way up. If you're not sure, you can hallucinate or suppose that there's a shift that happens in your sternum or below your sternum, deep inside where your spine is. There might be a getting short and a getting tall. See if you can release some tension around in your shoulders, your jaw, your hands. You might feel heavy, they've been hanging. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. This is the other place that we're reorganizing. It's the other reason we have a chair with the upper part of the neck. Definitely. Good. Okay. And then let that go. Take a little mini saunter around. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. Mhm. So sometimes when that if your back is overworking too, it's fine to come into a chair and sit down for a minute, or down on the ground to roll into a ball. Mm-hmm. Good. When Feldenkrais was teaching people right after World War II, a lot of people had been in, you know, some very traumatic situations, and so his first lessons he taught were standing lessons. Because for people that are in anxiety or having a lot of things going on, it's just a little kinder, less demand, you know, than being still with your eyes shut. So there's a purposeness to having a lesson in standing also, because if you know you can walk out at any moment, so you're all empowered to take care of yourselves. And you can sit down at any moment. You can lie down at any moment. If you're willing and you're ready to stand, you can find standing feet again. And we'll find the other kind of arc. So as if you're on the floor with your pelvis, you're going to draw a line from your heel and then forward and around to the other heel. And that's your pattern. And you can take your whole self. You don't have to worry about keeping your head in the middle now. Find your weight mostly on one heel and then go forward and over and around to the other. It doesn't need to be a big movement. It's a clear, smooth movement that you're looking for. And the more that you can turn down that extra work in your musculature, in your belly, in your pelvic floor, softening. So the opposite would be to go ahead and gather in your pelvic floor, like you're going to hold the stream of urine, pull in your belly, and then try it. So feel that. Feel how you do that. That might feel very familiar, and in a way it will feel very powerful. And then next time, release that. I heard like all the air in the room stopped. So then find your breath again and feel what it's like when you're not holding that. Yeah. Good. And so then returning to the breathing, that you're only inhaling when you're really on one foot, and you're exhaling when you're in transit. And then go ahead and, I don't know about you, but when I released my belly that time, my back got better. So I hope that's true for all of you. And then you'll make a full circle. It's a small circle, it's not big. So the inhaling will happen as you find yourself on one leg, and then you exhale. Maybe you're going to the right, maybe you're going to the left, and then you get to the other heel, you inhale. And then you continue the circle so that it's nice and slow. And notice where you can drop tension. You know, a lot of us will continue to lift the shoulders over and over again, or we maybe hold our hands or our toes. Toes will become full of tension. Jaw, the eyes. When you feel satisfied, you've done this side, it feels really good. Not pushing out into the side muscles a lot, you know, it's really small. Not moving into stretching. And then you can find the other direction when you're ready. If you want to pause, you can pause and then join us again. Yeah, notice maybe your knees, maybe one is bending a little, just slightly. But keeping your pelvis pretty level as you go around. And your breath. Mesmerizing, continuous. Okay. And come back to the middle. And feel your weight shifting side to side. Just feel how that is. See if you can keep your head in the middle. If you're not sure, look at the wall and see if you can really know. Yeah, that's better. Something's changing. And the that's better in me would be like the quality of the movement seems just like different. It's different. So see what there is there for you. Okay. Pause. So you choose how you pause. You can lie down on the ground. You can sit in a chair. Yeah. Sometimes I just lie on the hard floor. Good. Yeah. We'll revisit it again, Kim, just to see what it's like again later. That one that you were just doing. How are your feet doing now, Sarah? Okay. Okay, good. What's fun about the asymmetrical pieces too is that it meets all of our inner asymmetricalities, right? When we're doing a little of those weird crossovers, because we are going to be biased a little one way or the other, how we bend, how our hips are organized. So it can help us meet that and explore it gently. And then our nervous system decides. Okay. If you're ready, you can come up. If you're not, you can stay. I'll describe where we'll go. And you'll come with your feet parallel again. Just noticing what that's like for you. Stand and feel just what it's like to stand here. How effortlessly you can be supported on the bones of your legs. With not a lot of extra muscular work, not a lot of anything happening. It's like mountain pose just finds you.
What is working right now?
Yeah, I don't know what is working right now. So there's the anti-grav muscles will probably be working, but they'll be so quiet you won't know. Do you feel pretty solid right now, or are you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what's holding me.
Yeah, what's holding you up is the balance between the muscles of the front of the body and the back of the body to some degree, but really what's holding you up is your bones. I have a functionalized skeleton, and the bones of the leg from the foot with an arch up through the leg can stand completely on their own with just the ligaments. They balance perfectly. So yeah, you're supported on your bones. And then from here, let's just find the lifting of the front of one of your feet. So that's staying on your heel and lifting the toes and the forefoot. Yeah, and then drop it. Yeah, even the ball of the foot comes off so that the only thing on the floor is your heel. And then find that with your other foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you play with how far apart your feet are, whether it's nicer if they're closer together, whether it's nicer that they're farther apart, but working towards that parallel organization. And there is a straightening of the knee that might help you lift the whole forefoot. Okay, and then drop that for a moment. And what you'll do is you'll find the standing, you're going to stand on the foot that is lifted, the front of the foot's lifted and inhale. And then as you exhale, you drop that, switch to the other foot, and inhale, lift the ball in the front of the foot. So it's just a little variation. You're still shifting your weight side to side, but this time when you come to stand, you're standing tall over your heel. And then you exhale, shift, and then inhale over your other heel. Very strange. So you're always only standing on the heel, and then your other foot is your support. Go ahead and just bring this. That's perfect. It'll just keep you more even. And you just have soft fingers, so it's like a little. The kitchen counter is really nice for that. And to the best of your ability, when you arrive, you're over the heel, and the rest of your foot is up. It doesn't have to be super high, and if it gets exhausting, don't do it anymore. Let your foot stay. Exhale, shift your weight, and still just imagine that you're doing that, and you're bringing all your weight into your heel. And then you inhale to move over. That's right, if you're on a hard floor, the mat might be the magic answer.
So your weight is on the foot that's pried up.
Yes, your weight is on the foot that's pried up. Yeah, uh-huh. So your hip joint, which is just like another heel, is right over your heel. You're lining up over there. Mm-hmm. And that's right, the beautiful slow breath. Now, it's okay to let the maybe one time you go and you lift the foot, and maybe the next time you don't, because you can feel so much work in your legs, and that's completely fine. You're just playing with remembering to inhale when you're standing and exhaling to shift, and then letting everything else go away. All the other extra effort that you take on when you begin something new, work in your eyes and your throat and your shoulders. Nice. Okay, and then a little pause in walking, just a little wander. Yeah. This is something you can play with when you're taking a yoga class, for those of you that are taking yoga right now. The turning down of the habitual tension. So when you're in a standing pose or you're in a still pose, how much do you need to stay there? That's because most of us are working a lot more than we need to, and it doesn't serve a lot. Weightlifters, when they're really well organized, you know, they don't feel the work in their muscles because everything is working together at the same time. And so that strength is distributed across the whole self. And so instead of, you know, when we lift weights and we work hard, you know, we often feel just in that one area, but that usually means that we're not using ourselves in a really functional organization. When we're working really well, everything's distributed really well. So when you're digging a hole, you know, it's like if you're using your whole body, things aren't hurting in one area and, you know, not moving in others. So we're kind of playing, these are things that you can take from here into your other activities, is that how much do I need to be working here? Are you holding your hands like this when you're in a pose? Okay, and then find your feet again and go and explore your crossing over. So find your right foot over, cross your left. It doesn't have to be the same place you work. It doesn't matter, because you're learning. So what that means is what's functional for you right now might be both knees a little bent, so that you have a little bit more ability to play, or maybe you want your feet closer together. And let's find the same breathing. And see what it's like. You can look low. You can look at the horizon. You can have your eyes closed. Yeah. And feel what's happening in your ribs. What's happening underneath your shoulders and your neck. How can you allow those parts of yourself to participate? What can you do to soften through the sides of you, to soften through the center of you, to allow there to be this cascading domino effect from just this tiny weight shifting? It may have to do with softening the jaw, something else. And then uncross, find your middle. And go the other way. And one side might be easier for you than the other. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. If it's not so easy on the second side, you can just bring one foot forward instead of across, and just play with shifting here, and then shifting here. So that's fine. You know, you find something else to explore, because there are millions of different ways that you can meet the idea and find your own way. Mm-hmm. Never have we moved so little and been so tired. Good. Yeah. Nice chair. Good. All right. Take a pause any way that you want. It can be a sitting pause, a lying down pause. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Change is a rest. My mom's always said that. Change is as good as a rest. And it definitely is. It's shifting your attention around. Mm-hmm. You can, if you're working and you're sitting a lot and you're on the computer, you can do elements of this lesson there. It's shifting your weight from sitting bone to sitting bone, making little circles. And dream about it. Circling under the left leg, circling under the right leg. Okay. So if you're ready, you can come up. If you need a little more time or just want a little more time, stay where you are, and then you can be skeptical. Go, well, I'll wait and hear what she says, and then I'll decide if I want to, which is completely fine. I've done that in many a class. So remember the movement that you did when you were bringing yourself over your heel with your foot flexed, right? We're going to play with that. And this can be where it could be nice to be at the wall. You might want to go to the wall, at the wall. You might want your chair in front of you, but if whatever you're going to have near you, have it be symmetrical, and you can kind of try it first and then decide. So you'll flex one foot to bring your weight over that foot. It doesn't matter if it's your right or left. And then find your breath again, and you're going to make little tiny circles right around that heel. So you're taking your pelvis and making little circles around your heel. And in the process, maybe you can soften your shoulders, your jaw. And if this side that you chose doesn't feel so great, shift and do the other side first. One of the principles is that if you have two sides and one is a problem side or less well organized, you always work with a side that is doing the best. And that's so that you can learn from your brilliance, right? The one side that's beautifully organized, and you bring your weight over it, and there are small circles, really specific. There's two circles happening. One is at your heel as your weight shifts, and you go around the heel, and there's a little pressure. And then one is deep inside your hip joint. Oh, and here's another one. There's another one in your other hip joint. So there's another circle happening in your other leg. Mm-hmm. Smooth, soft, and then just change your direction. Let your breath come. There's no pattern to it now, so the in and out just occurs. Can soften in the chest because that will help soften your hips. Having your abdomen be not working helps to have intelligent hip movement. Letting the breath come in and fill and change the shape of you through your low ribs, up through your upper ribs helps your hips. Good. Pause. Maybe shake your foot out for a little. It's like, that's a long time to flex your foot. And then walk a moment. Walk around your chair.
I'm going to support my foot next time.
Yeah, good. Yeah, was it Yeah, oh, it's that one. Yeah, you don't have to. Because, you know, if you just imagine the motion, you can get the sense of it.
Okay.
So it's fine, because some of us, we actually don't have the ability to lift the foot very much, or we get tired, and so you can still have the sense of it, because you felt it, you have an idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfection is, you know, none of us have it, so it's okay. We support what we can. Okay, so now find your other leg, and first, of course, parallel. Soft hands and arms if you're working unsupported, and then find your gaze on your horizon, wherever that is. You can face any way you want. And then go ahead and play it with this same idea on the other side.
Maybe you just lift the toes, maybe you lift no part of your foot, but you have the idea and the clear intention that you are making a circle around your heel and deep inside your hip joint. And if there is an area of discomfort, do not go towards it. Change your circle so that you're staying in the comfort zone, because that's where you can have learning and change. When you go into those, you run into the pain patterns, it's like, that's just doing the same old thing. You know, you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. So stay where it's nice, like in the shallow water where your feet can touch the ground, where you can breathe easily and feel where it can be smooth. For me, it's more central. If I go more out, I run into a difficulty, and maybe that's true for some of you, or was on the other side, or maybe you feel something in your knee. And then go ahead and go the other way. Now, if you do feel something in your knee, check your foot and see, is it symmetrically on the ground or symmetrically lifted? So both the outside and the inside of the foot should be lifted if you're lifting your foot. If you're only lifting the inside, it can torque things good. And then when you're ready, let that go and take a little tiny walk. And feel what you drop, because like, I think some of us are like holding ourselves up with our chests.
What about when you're lifting your foot on heel and you look down, but your toes, like my toes lift, but my papa toe is lower than the rest of my toes. Am I doing something wrong?
That's totally fine. So the bigger intention, I'm going to see if I can put this on my foot for a minute. So got my funky socks on. So the toes, not so important, but really lifting the whole of my foot is important. Sometimes your toes don't lift very well, but the idea is that you don't want to be here or here.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because if you're here, there's a turning of both of the bones in this leg, and it's actually going to torque into the knee. And if you're here, the same thing is going to happen. And what you want is your knee to be really supported and straight. And that's like one of the intentions of that movement. So when my foot's down, right, my knee is not stable. But when I have that sense of flexing, or the intention to flex, or I'm imagining the intention, you actually will get the same result. And that's, so if your toes are not quite so perfect, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay.
You're getting like a tour of your anatomy, like little tours. Okay. Let me see. Good. Okay. Go ahead and have a rest lying down this time. Really get your whole mat out and give yourself the real estate of the floor. Feel the space behind your back. Your sense of the length of you, the length of your legs. Nearly always when we're reorganizing from the ground up, our relationship of our head and neck changes. Yeah, I see you, Kim. And then when you're ready and willing, you'll come up just to stand and sense. And maybe you're not ready yet, but that's okay. Just rolling to your side.
And in a way up that is in keeping with your intention, which is to pay attention, to keep listening. You don't even have to worry about it. It's fine. You've got room. And then stand either on your floor or on your mat, whatever serves your feet. And feel how you've organized yourself here, how you've chosen to stand. So for your lesson, that subconscious that is concerned with how you are working in gravity has been getting information. Every movement that you've done, you've been feeding yourself, feeding all the proprioceptive, the muscles that tell where you end and the nerves that tell where you end and the world begins. You're giving more information. You really clarified a lot in your hip joints. We have clarified something in your back, in your pelvic floor. There's always more than what I say. There's more happening than what I say is happening. So for you, your vision could be a little differently organized. The way that you orient your head might feel more easy. And just for your own sake, give yourself a moment to shift your weight. Try it a couple different ways. Feel how you do that. Feel how much you're aware of in your whole system. All the little shiftings that happen. And that's what happens when you walk. There's all these shiftings underneath you to keep your head oriented. And then you can take a walk and do whatever you need to do.